tuye tizoungane.
The reason is, would have refused to take even the word of the doctrines and creeds and dogmas.
Tinenge taramba kuteerera izvo zvinotaura kunze uko.
And therefore, they will say, yes, these people, they don't follow what we are saying.
Zvinovachati ava vanhu ndovasiri kuteedzera zvatakataura.
And they will mark us.
Vanobva vatotivenga.
You will be known.
Munenge muchitozivikanwa.
But the good thing is,
asi chakanaka ndechii?
Have the seal of the Holy Ghost.
Iva necherechedzo mweya mutsvene.
Even when they refuse us to gather, brother,
kunyange vakatirambidza kuti tiungane hama,
these messages that you are hearing,
maridzo idzi dzatiri kunzwa,
you will be able, brother,
mune muchikwanisa hama,
to live above the petty things of this world.
Kuraramba pamusoro pezvinhu zvepanyika pano.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We just want to continue with what we left on Sunday.
Tirongoendera mberi nepatakasira muso yesvondo.
So we're talking about members of his body.
Taitora pamusoro penhengo dzemutumbi wake.
I also just, we're not going to talk much. We also just want to have again time to pray.
Hatisilakungoramba tichitaura bedzi asi tichazova nenguva yekunamata.
You know, it's very good to have time to pray, because that's when you are pouring yourself. If you are full of matter, you pour yourself before the Lord. You heard the testimony from Brother
Makwinye.
It's true, sometimes you don't even need somebody to pray for you, but yourself, pour it before the Lord. If you also not feeling well, or you've got an issue, tonight also say, since we are also going to have a time to pray, it did not happen last time, but tonight, let it be me. So, members of his body, so we notice also even in naturally our makeup that our bodies, they are made of different parts, very different, and also the body of Jesus Christ is also made of a variety of parts as well. But collectively, we are members of his body. Now, if you look at yourself, the different parts of a human body, they work in unison to achieve a collective objective. Now, where there is no unison or there is no purpose, same purpose, yes, the body fails to discharge what is supposed to or it fails to function properly. Let me give an example. If your body is affected or been smitten by sickness, maybe it's a headache, the entire or the rest of the body, they sympathize with the head which is aching. The legs might also refuse to walk. That's why you see somebody who has got a headache. He is bedridden. But it's only the head that's aching, but the rest of the body supposedly supposed to function well. But other body parts say we are members of his body. So what happens is, the brain sends message to the rest of the body parts to say one of our members, the head, has been attacked. Therefore, rally together with this member. Even the smallest parts, the test buds, they will also even refuse to take the delicious meal that you normally enjoy. The reason is members of the same body. Similarly, the bride of Jesus Christ or the saints of Jesus Christ, we should also be united together. Yes, if one member is stricken with sickness, we should gang up together and pray for that one. Yes, no wonder why the prophet says in the message, a total deliverance. And now stick together. Be of one accord. One heart. And move on for God. That's the way God wants us to do. Now, if God wants us to do that, we have to do that. Because if you do that which pleases God, when you then come here to pray, God will answer your prayer. You go home when your burden has been lifted. You could be struggling, brother. The prophet talks of a story about even a plane. To say it will struggle when it is almost like at the bound or leaving the ground. It struggles. But when it goes beyond the sound barrier, no more shaking.
So
tonight we are also saying, brother, we want to leave those things that makes us to struggle. That makes us to say, 1 minute you are praying and you are dozing off. You go to struggle, brother, until you leave even the sound barrier, brother, such that when you are praying, it will not be you praying, but the Holy Ghost will be praying on your behalf. If it is the Holy Ghost, if it is God asking through you, he can never deny himself. He can never deny you.
Amen.
Looking at the unseen, paragraph 35, the prophet says, and thus, that plane struggles and shakes. While it is trying to get through the sound barrier, till it seems like the wings will tear off and the balls will rip out of it while it's going through the sound barrier. But when it gets beyond the sound barrier, then its speed is unlimited. It can just fly free. And the church and you sitting here tonight, you are struggling, and God's pulling to you to showing you the things, if you can ever get a past that sin barrier of unbelief, then unlimited revival will break out through the United States and everywhere. If you can go beyond that sound barrier, that sin barrier of unbelief. So, brother, the issue of unbelief, you are prayed for or you pray on your own, and then still you don't believe or claim your healing. No wonder why the prophet was saying this morning to say you can come on the platform. You are prayed for and you are healed. You are blind. You could actually see while you are on the platform. It's because the faith that's here has got ignited you to receive that your healing. Now, but when you go out, if you don't believe or you are stricken with unbelief, that healing that you had, Oh, it can vanish. You come blind again. So don't have that unbelief. No wonder why it is called sin not to believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it's true. Does it mean me? Could I be healed? Could I be saved? Could I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Get beyond that. Just keep struggling until you break through and the Holy Ghost comes upon you. I'm telling you, you are beyond it then, and there is 50 miles of elbow room.
Amen.
In the message, Total Deliverance, I will just soon conclude and then we have time to pray. And if this church will just go on the way you are going now and be united, is unlimited what he will do if we stick together. We must stick together. That's how we want to be so complete with one another and then so complete in the hands of God. If we are united, brother and sister, the prophet is saying it's unlimited what God will do to us. The problem is, even in the natural body, imagine, if my left or my right leg wants to go forward and the left one wants to go backward, what will happen, brother and sister? The thing is, I'll just collapse, fall down because there is no unison.
Exactly. Kana kumbore kumberi chida kuenda kumberi reku mashure reku left chida kuenda kumberi reku right chida kuzoka kumashure. Panenge vasina kubatana.
Even yes, both legs assume they are in unison. Yeah, we are walking forward and then the eyes say no, I want to look backwards. You definitely is going to collide.
Yeah, maziso akati aiwa ina ndichida kuenda kuri kuenda makubo. Kunorovera.
Now, that's exactly what happens in a church. If these ones are pulling this direction and the other ones are pulling that direction, nothing will ever happen. But if people come together in unison and even pray, God will hear from heaven. I'm remembering Peter when he was put in prison. They were supposed to kill him, brother. But members of the same body, they came together. They say, we are not going to sleep while one member of the body is in prison. What did they do? They say, let's have prayer meeting. Aren't you glad tonight? We are also in a prayer meeting tonight. It is our duty, brother and sister. If you know of somebody who is passing through rough patches, it is our opportunity tonight to plead for him before the Lord. They started praying, brother. They started praying for Peter. I want to believe. Maybe Peter just prayed a little bit. A prayer to sleep. And he slept. But look at this brother. Other members, they were all right. But they could not sleep. The person who was in trouble was fast asleep. Peter was fast asleep. No wonder why. No wonder why, when these other people prayed, the angel of the Lord came down. The angel had to smite Peter on the side to awake him from the sleep. Praise be the name of the Lord. There are times, brother and sister, when you are in trouble, you are not able to pray. You need somebody. You need another member to pray for you. That's why, brother, God sent an angel to come and deliver Peter. I like this, brother and sister. God was also pleased with the other members of the body who were praying. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Other people did not even say, We are praying for Peter while he's asleep. Let him sleep. When it is your turn, when you are in trouble, brother, that's why, brother, when you are in trouble, don't lose sleep. You should sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You heard me, but you don't believe it. When you are in trouble, don't lose sleep. You must sleep. Glory be to God.
Amen.
There was a king who was threatened. Soldiers were engulfing him. But the Lord told him through the prophet to say, I have heard your request. I have heard your prayer. As a father,
Sababa,
I will do what I know best. Glory be to God.
Amen.
This one was told to sleep. While his soldiers were engulfing him, but he managed to sleep. In deep trouble, brother, learn to sleep. Be still and know that I am God. Yes, that is what you're supposed to happen. That is what his faith is all about. Faith takes that which far away, that which you cannot see with your own eyes, and bring it back. Brings it right close to you. Where you are facing death, brother, faith brings deliverance. It brings life right in your eyes, and fear vanishes away. We don't want fear, brother. Faith signs your pardon. You can even put your hands, brother and sister, while there is trouble. That's why we're saying, vanogadzira tafura mberi pemhandu dzangu.
Prepare the table in front of my enemies. Amen.
Tafura haisiyo kugogara. Ndokudyira.
The table is to feast.
Vamwe vakanetswa nenhamo havazotodya ndosaka vachizoonda.
When you are troubled with poverty, some they don't eat.
As that's unscriptural isozo.
This is zvemagwaro.
As this?
Yes.
Ndosaka achinzi anogadzira tafura mberi kwemhandu dzangu. Uchizoona mhandu dzichimhanya dzichida kutokuuraya ndidi.
Yes, he prepares the table in front of my enemies.
Ogara gopa tafura yakotanga kutodya so.
Then you sit at your table and start to feast.
This also?
Yes, that's it.
That's exactly what our God does.
Those noita Mwari wedu izvozvo.
Fear not.
Usatya.
Stand still.
Zikama.
If you show that, brother, it's kana
ukaratidza izvozvo hamanza.
God will come.
Mwari anobvika.
That's why Peter,
ndokusaka Peturu,
when he could sleep, brother,
aikwanisa kutozorora zvake.
He was chained between two soldiers.
Anga akasungirirwa pakati pemauto
maviri. Despite that, brother,
pasina zvisina izvozvo.
He slept.
Akatozorora zvake.
And other members of the body,
vamwe ava,
they started praying. Tonight I just want to invite you, as we soon be coming to pray, to say we're going to approach him in unison. When we approach him in unison, brother, we take the quote from the prophet. He says, it's unlimited what God will do to you. Remember, God's word is true, brother. It is your word which might not be true, but God's word is true. The word of the Lord through the prophet will never fall to the ground. If the prophet said it, brother, if you believe it, it will come to pass. No wonder why Elisha, when he said tomorrow there will be plenty of goods in Samaria,
it's
impossible it appeared. Impossible it appeared. But because he had said it, he was the prophet of God. He said it, brother. It had to happen. If Malachi 4 said it, brother, it might seem impossible. It might appear no sense according to your to your faculty. But if you believe it, if you take it, brother, tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, your situation will be addressed. As we approach him in unison, how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Brother, even if you are united in the wrong things, it will prosper. Because it is true, when you are united, nothing can hinder whatever you want to do. Remember that at the time, God had to come down when they were building, what do you call that one? Yes, the
Tower of Babel.
God saw, he said, these people, even though what they are doing is wrong, but because they are united, what they are doing will prosper. If the wrong things can prosper because people are united, how much more when we are doing things that are right for the furtherance of the gospel, for the healing of the body? Oh, brother, I remember one brother, through United States.
United States.
He came here, he's right though. He was a deacon. David Cook, you remember him? I remember I was in the balcony there. He said he was not feeling well. And he was praying now. And he's saying, Lord, I don't want this sickness. Because I cannot do my deacon duties. Oh, brother, do you think God will deny you? He will never deny you. You tell him, Lord, I don't want this sickness. It's refusing or denying me to go and testify your word. Oh, before you even finish, brother, you will receive your healing. Have the right mental attitude. The reason, because we are also told in the Bible, sometimes you don't receive because you don't ask. When you ask, still you don't receive. You ask so that you consume it amiss. When you ask of God, make sure you do it right. To say, Lord, when you bless me with a car, I will take people to go to the missionary. I will
give you plenty of them.
But if your desire is, you want people to see that you can also drive the latest type of a car. And God knows your heart even before you ask of him. Be truthful. You can even also ask God to say, Lord, bless brother so and so. I hear he travels 6 kilometers. He walks 6 kilometers when he go out to preach in the missionaries. You know, if you want a prayer to be answered without any hindrance, pray for that person and let that person not know that you are praying for that person. Because the glory will not come to you, it will go straight to God. You know, I was just told a story. That was, I think, last week, yeah, over the weekend. Is the issue of to say you should do something where you have got faith and where God should get the glory. So somebody, he wanted some money, I think, to go marry, yeah? I'm not saying this so that the young brothers, you also do the same. You need to have enough faith, eh? So I'm told he did cut some pieces of paper. I think he wanted 6,000. And then he then put that under the pillow and then say, I'm sure the Lord will make a way. He had the faith. He prayed. He said, God is Jehovah Jireh. And then he went to sleep. And then the following day, another brother, he felt a burden to say, go to the bank and withdraw some money. So he went through the ATM before even 8 o'clock. He withdrew 6,000 and then he came to the brother and said, brother, I just feel compelled to give this money to you. The exact same amount of money that he had asked God, he received that and he then went and he did exactly what he wanted. That is what faith does. That is exactly when you put your trust to God. Don't go ask, but ask people, ask God. God will stir the heart of another person to give it to you. It is possible. You pray for your brother. You pray for your sister. God hears. God answers prayer. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The issue about Peter, it touches me. To say other people were sacrificing their sleep.
3:21,
this is the last quote. Let's just read this one. 3:21. Question and answers. The prophet says, yes. Look what night Peter was in prison. They had a prayer meeting down at John Mark's house. Imagine, brother, the reason why they were having this all night or this prayer meeting was because of one brother. Now, if you have such an attitude of saying, I'm sacrificing myself because of my brother, God indeed will take over. And so the angel of the Lord came in, that pillar of fire, a light come down, and Peter thought he was dreaming when he seen the light come to him. And I believe is the same one with us. See, he come down and we get in the same trouble. Maybe the same thing would happen. Yes, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I believe if we are in the same trouble, if people prayed, if God sent an angel, I believe tonight he can also send an angel. It is possible, brother. If you want to see angels, talk about the word of God. That's exactly what we are doing, brother. You know, God is so great. Your eyes might not be able to behold what is happening, especially in the spiritual realms. But God will be there. That is very true, brother. I remember again, I was talking to another sister during, the all night, if I remember well, when we used to have those all night prayer meetings. So, she was just also coming to the faith. And she was also from the other side. Now, she was saying, whilst we were here, we were not seeing things were happening in the spiritual realm. She didn't even know what the pillar of fire is all about. But she was talking to say, what is that thing? Did you see that light that was moving in there? In this church. But us, our eyes might not see that one, But that is not to say nothing is happening, brother and sister. If God will give us a grace to open our spiritual eyes, that's when you see, brother. No wonder why Elisha, when he prayed to the Lord to say, open the eyes of that young boy Gehazi. When his eyes were opened, he then saw the mountain was full of angels. It is possible, brother and sister, you are protected by the angels of God. They are protecting you. So, yes, open the eyes, yes. Behold, the mountains was full of horses and the chariots of fire round about Elisha. So, don't fear. When you start fearing, brother, that's when the faith goes away. And when you then pray, your prayer is not answered. Because if you pray without faith, brother, nothing, you cannot achieve anything. But tonight we are saying, as children of God, we have to approach Him in faith. Pray for one another to say, Lord, help my sister. Lord, help my brother. There was a portion where the prophet was saying, he was saying, don't pray for yourself. He said, pray for the one that's sitting next to you. And then he said, I will pray for all of you, members of his body.
Members of his body. Amen.
So tonight, we are going to approach him. If you know of a sister or a brother who is passing through difficult times, who needs salvation, we are saying, Lord, help that one. You are saying, Lord, I'm pleading to say, yes, you died for that one as well. Amazing grace. How sweet that sounds. That saved a wretch like me, it can save also the next person. Nothing good you had done, brother. It is just amazing grace that came to you, that came to you, my sister. So we want to appreciate tonight, God. And as we come to pray, have faith in God. The prophet was told to say, if people are going to believe in you, nothing will stand even before your prayer, not even cancer. So tonight as we come to pray, say, Lord, I know you are going to answer my prayer. That's the reason you ordained me to be here tonight.
Amen.
We need to be prayerful. When we pray, brother, that's when we break the strongholds of the enemy. That's when, yes, we can go into the Shekinah glory. That's when, yes, we can take that which is far away and bring it back. Prayer is like a step ladder which gives you advantage to reach that which you are not able to reach ordinarily. So we want to pray tonight. Some people are passing through difficult times. Some, yes, they are sick. Some, yes, spiritually they are being attacked. But if we get to pray here, we take ourselves as we are at Mary, John Mark's place, praying. To say, Lord, deliver my brother. Lord, deliver my sister. If the Lord did it for Peter, who was going to be killed? This was not a small issue, brother. If you look at Acts chapter 12, as we prepare the musicians, they can come. Now, after the angel delivered Peter, In the following morning, verse 18 of Acts chapter 12, and as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. This was not a small situation that was before these people. But God intervened. He changed the situation. So tonight we are also saying, after you pray for your neighbor, you can also slap in your issue to say, Lord, here also I come. I've got this my issue. I'm not happy with the way I'm living. I'm an embarrassment. I'm ashamed. But I want things to be changed. I'm sick and tired of saying every time I want to come to church, I have to phone somebody to say, can you give me bus fare? But Lord, I know you are the one who says silver and gold is mine. I also want to come to church without bothering other people. I also want to give, because blessed is the hand that giveth. How can my hand be blessed, Lord, when I have nothing to give? By tonight, Lord, this is an hour of prayer. Time to pray, brother. We go to pray. The Lord hears from heaven. Maybe you are saying, I've walked the wrong path, but I want to walk close to thee, Lord. I want to walk close to thee, Lord. I want the Holy Ghost. I'm sick and tired. I can't live a holy life. But Lord, I'm praying tonight. Come, Almighty Jehovah, forgive my sins. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me up. Such that when you come for the rapture, I'll be ready. Close to thee as we take our positions, let's sing close to thee. Maybe you can sing it in Shona.